Good morning, everyone. First of all, I'd like to thank the residents, monastic at Chan Meditation Center for giving us the opportunity to do these Sunday talks here. This is a wonderful learning experience for us. So I want to express my gratitude and appreciation. And I want to also thank all the volunteers who are here to cook and do everything, set up the place and the reception desk so that this event is possible today. And of course, I want to welcome you again and also express my gratitude for you coming here today so that I actually have someone here to listen to the talk I will also have this opportunity to think and reflect and learn about this topic. Today's topic, I submitted this title a while ago, and it's actually Understanding Self-Attachment. Oh, I need to translate into Chinese, so sorry, forgot. 首先，谢谢大家今天在这里。那首先，我希望谢谢这里的常住法师们照顾的这个道场也邀请我们让我们有这个机会在这里给这个演讲，让我们有机会学习成长。那非常谢谢常住法师们，还有也非常谢谢这里的义工菩萨们做今天来做饭啦，做那个接待啊，还有把那个场地准备好，让我们今天有这个活动可以好好的进行。也非常谢谢大家菩萨们来听这个演讲因为没有你就没有听众，那我就没有机会可以在这里讲了，没有这个机会可以在这里学习成长了。所以非常感恩大家菩萨那抽时间来听这个演讲，谢谢。那今天这个题目呢，我叫了解自我的执着，中文是不是这样写了解自我的执着。This topic I pick obviously is a very broad topic, so I'm not even trying to attempt to give it a comprehensive overview of like what it means and of what everyone thinks it means, and I would not even pretend to attempt this. What I'd like to do in this talk is to share some reflections that I have, especially using some readings I've done, especially reading Shi Fu's books, and share this reflection with everyone, and hopefully maybe some of you will share your thoughts and I can learn from everyone. 那这个自我执着这个题目非常广哈，那所以呢，我不是说希望今天可以就是很完整的这样子来讲究竟那个所有的不同的老师们呐、学者们呐、对这个题目是有什么看法啊。这个是我不是我今天这个演讲希望做的也没有能力哈，也没有这个能力做这个样子的这个演讲。那我希望可以今天演讲呢，就是分享一下，那我看一些师父的，主要是师父的书啦，还有然后利用这些的材料，这自己在思考一下，对这个题目少做思考，然后分享一下我思考出来的结果。那希望大家可以那个好像是抛砖引玉啊，让大家有机会那个给我们也分享一下大家的想法，让我有机会学习成长。So in the Dharma, many people probably heard that in the practice, the goal of the practice is to let go of self-attachment. Everyone probably have heard this phrase. The goal is to let go of self-attachment. And when we hear this phrase, this is the goal of the practice, we usually have something that come up in our mind, and then we will go do it. Oh, this is what I have to do, and I'm going to let go of my self-attachment. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time what we usually think and what we usually do. 那我们在听佛法的时候呢，常常都会听到。 修行的目的就是要放下自我的执着嘛，常常都会听到的，一定会听到的，有听过佛法都是。那个听到这个要我们修行的目的就是要放下自我执着的话呢，我们通常都会对这一个这个句子有自己的一些理解，然后就会跟着自己这个理解呢去做一些事情，因为。 修行我要修行嘛，那我就要放下执着啊，那我们会做一些事情。那我先希望就是用花一点时间，就是探讨一下我们通常会怎么去理解这个放下自我执着的意思。So very often we'll hear that we are very attached. Our self-attachment has a great deal to do with our attachment to our body. So we're first very attached to this body. As ourselves. So like attachment to the body can take different forms, like just being really attached to the appearance of our body, like just judging out how many times or how much time we spend in front of the mirror and look, just admiring the what's in front of the mirror, or when we look at or get, we may do that the other way, like if we're really worried about our weight, we step on the scale, like, oh my God, it's like this is like 5 pounds more than what I want, and I need to do something about it. And we have an idea of what our body is supposed to be like, whether it's appearance, its weight, or its state of health. We see that as how we are supposed to be. So that's the attachment to the body itself. 那很多时候呢，其实这个我们很多人都可以想到的，就是我们执着这个身体啊，我的身体是应该是怎么样的那个样貌是怎么样啦？我们看照镜子的时候就这个是我，那个我们会看到啊，如果今天没有那么好看，我们会不高兴嘛，所以就是会想到，或是那个如果很注重体重的话，会看到。 我是应该是，我是不应该超过多少磅的？那如果都重几磅，就会觉得，哎，这个我不是应该这样子的。我们会执着这个身体应该是怎么样子啦，多重啊，或是身体的状况应该是怎么样的，应该是健康的啦，这样这些都是对我们的身体有一个执着，就是应该是这个身体是怎么样才就是我是这样子的。 这个，所以这个每个人都会有这些对身体的执着，执着为我。So the attachment to the body itself is quite easy to understand and common to think of right away. And another thing that we can think of is attachment to ourselves, our attachment to loved ones. Like when people, another thing besides, if we don't think of attachment to our body, it's like, oh, I'm very attached to my husband, or I'm very attached to my child. People who are very close to us, who is very dear to our heart, we say, well, I'm very attached to those people. And we may think of attachment, self-attachment as like seeing that person almost like as part of who we are, as an extension of ourselves. It's relatively easy to see. For example, we think of our spouse or child as like who they are, how they are, is kind of like a reflection of who we are. So that's we see that as part of who we are. And we have a tendency to think to feel that like if they don't love us back, we get very hurt, and so that's like our attachment to our loved ones. 那另外一个我们自我执着的 常常比较容易想到就是我们对其他人的执着哈，就是我们都会对。 就是自己心爱的人很执着嘛，或是就是先生啦、太太啦，或是小孩啦，对他们都会很执着的，就是很执着对他们的感情啊。如果我们很爱他们，很希望他们也是很爱我们。如果他们对我们不好啊，我们就会很伤心。还有呢，我们对他们执着，就是把他们看成我的，我自我的影像的一部分，就是我的先生、我的太太、我的小孩是怎么样，其实也是会反映到我是怎么样的一个人。我们会这样想，所以我们就希望小孩要乖嘛。那个如果他们就是上不好的学校，我就觉得很没有丢脸嘛，会这样想。所以的这个就是我们会把其他人生命里面的其他人看成我们的一部分，这个所以对他们很执着。我们会想到对其他人执着，就是我们就是自我的执着了。这个比较容易了解。And the third thingthat we can think of a self-attachment is attachment to our possessions. Like, this is my money, and it's you know.We can get quite obsessed with our possession. All we need to do is think about when we look at our bank accounts or investment account or retirement account. Like just not that long ago, people are losing a great deal of sleep looking at their statement of their retirement accounts. Like people were joking, there's not 401k anymore, they're 101ks, and very attached, thinking that that's my money.And how dare those, you know, awful, evil bankers, they did all these crazy things and cost me all this money. We're very attached to money or other material possessions, like this is my house, this is my car. Someone scratch my car and get very upset. That's our attachment to our possessions as a part of who we are. So...That's why we don't like our car to be scratched, because I want my car to be shiny and look new. And I like my house to look beautiful, to look well-kept, so that people know that I'm someone who can afford a nice-looking, beautiful home. Right? We don't want to look lousy.So that's our one way to also think about self-attachment. 那另外呢，我们就是会那个比较容易想到那个自我执着，就是我们对我们的拥有的东西很执着。最容易想到就是我们对我们的钱很执着了。这个我常常会想到，哎，我们银行的户口里面有多少钱呢？看到里面的钱越来越多，就很快乐了哈，越来越少就不高兴了。那这个金融风暴，就是很多人就是那个退休金啊，就少了很多，就会很生气了。就为什么会这样子的啊？那个原来本来很多的，那因为那股票那个不好了，所以那个就损失了很多钱。觉得这个是我的东西，这个是我的一部分，对自己拥有的东西非常的执着，觉得是我的一部分，我应该有的。还有当然我们也对自己的其他拥有的东西很执着的，我的车子如果在路上面给人是弄花了，就会不是很生气的，很不高兴的。因为我想这个我的车子应该就是很漂亮闪闪的，很好看的，那个如果弄得不好看，我就好像就对我的形象有影响哈。然后我的房子也是一样，我的房子应该是漂漂亮亮的，让人家觉得我是怎么样一个这样子有地位的人啊，应该是有一个好看的房子的。这些我们就把我们拥有的物质的东西呢看成是我们自我形象的一部分。对，这个是自我执着的其中那个一项哈。We also another, for those of us who think about self-attachment a little more beyond the obvious, the attachment to body, to possession, and to loved ones, we might also notice that self-attachment can involve our attachment to our status in a group, in a community, like people treat you as someone important or not, not someone don't think you're an important person, our role in a role position in a group. Like for example, like I teach at a university. I'm a professor. Like so I can be quite attached to the idea that I'm a professor. Like I'm supposed to be someone who knows things. Or my self-image, like idea of like people think of me as someone. For example, I believe people think of me as someone who's intelligent. So I feel like I have to say things that are intelligent. I cannot say dumb things. So that's also a self-attachment, and that sometimes for those of us who think about this, we realize, oh yeah, I'm very attached to my self-image, to my status, to my role, to my position. And it's as I was thinking about this, I remember. Let me say in Chinese. So, 另外呢，如果对这个自我执着的那个题目会比较深入的想思考一下呢。 大家可能会发现，我们的自我执着不只是执着我们的身体，不只是执着我们的拥有的东西，不只是执着我们的那个亲爱的人。我们会发现呢，其实我们也很执着我们的身份地位。我们或许在这个社团里面呢，人家觉得我是一个很重要的人物，我们会对这个很执着。 或是我们的职业呢，是怎么样的一个人，会对这个地位很执着，好像我自己是在大学里面教书的教授，或许有可能我就会对这个地位很执着，说哎，我是一个教授，我应该是怎么样的一个人哈，或是呢对自己一个自我的形象很执着，这会去那个跟那个教育有关系，可能人家会想到，哎，你是应该，你是一个很聪明的人啊。那个，我就会想，哎，大家认为我是一个很聪明的人啊，这个是我的形象哈，那不可以啊，所以不可以讲一些愚蠢的话。这个会，这个就是也是一种这个自我的执着，So, like when I was thinking about this, it reminds me of a story maybe I share with you. A long time ago, when I was still living in California, I was an exchange student in undergraduate at a private university, and I took classes with a professor there. And that professor, when I was in graduate school in California, invited me to go back to that university to teach a Chinese course. And he wanted to learn Chinese, so he registered in that course. And he became my student in that course. And at the end of the semester, he told me that, Rebecca, you're very good. You were able to treat me as your student. Even though you weren't intimidated by the fact that I was your professor, and I was like, that was an interesting comment. And so I thought what I did was I wasn't looking at him as, oh, he's my professor, so if he couldn't say a Chinese word right, I shouldn't tell him, oh, you said it wrong because you're my professor. But when I look at the student class, like, you student, you registered for the class, you need to learn how to say this word correctly. So in this situation, you're a student, and my responsibility is to teach you. And of course, he was very good. He didn't sit there as a professor either. He was a very good student. So it was because he also did not hold in his mind that I'm the professor and I'm here and I'm not entirely a student. So it made the class productive for him as well. So that was because neither of us were too attached to our notion that we're of our role as professor or student. 那我希望这或许分享一个小故事呢，就是我很久以前在加州的时候呢，我还是 在念大学的时候，我在加州的瑜伽大学呢当交换生。我在这家私立的学校里面呢，就跟一个教授拿了一个课，所以这位是我的那个时候的老师。然后过几年之后呢，我在南加州念那个研究院的时候呢，这位教授呢邀请我回到那家学校教一个中文的课。那这位教授呢，他也想学中文，所以他就拿着我的课当了我的学生。那个学习结束的时候呢，这位教授就跟我讲，那个 Rebecca， 你那个你很厉害哈，因为我是你没有让，因为我以前是你的教授，让你会吓怕了，你还是好好的把我是一个普通的学生这样叫你啊，所以让我可以学到中文。然后我就想，这个讲这个蛮有趣的。那我就回想一下呢，其实就是或许就是因为我看着这个班里面的是大部分其他都是普通的学生呢，可是我就因为没有想到，他以前有教过一个课是我的老师，他永远都是我老师。那我没有想到，如果他中文字讲得不好，因为他是我的老师，我不敢，也不敢说他讲错了，因为他是老师嘛。我还是跟他讲，你这个讲错了，你讲那个要纠正他。那当然是也是因为他也没有想到，我是你的老师啊，我在这里是虽然是在学中文，我还是你的老师。这位教授也没有这样想，他是一个很好的学生，很谦虚的，所以因为这样子他也学到中文了。所以就是这个情况，就是两位都没有想到，我是教授，我是老师学生，就一定把自己已经心里面想的这个身份带进这个课里面，大家那个学生就可以学到中文了。所以可是有的时候我们会很执着哦，我们会想到，我是老师，我站到什么地方我都是老师啊，所以就会可能就比较没有办法学到新的东西了。So, but this is difficult to do because sometimes we are very attached to our role as a teacher. We think like, I'm a teacher. So I'm a teacher. Like I know things. And so when I go into a situation where I'm supposed to be a student, I still can't learn anything new because I think I'm a teacher. I have this air about being a teacher. I can't let that go and be a student in this situation. So, and we may find that sometimes parents do the same thing. It's like, I'm your mother. Like, only me tell you what to do. No, you tell me.Right, so we think sometimes as the kids grow older, that might be an issue, because of that. 有时候当父母也会有这样子啊，那个母亲就会想，都是从来都是我教你东西，我告诉你怎么做，不会说我要听你的，你有什么新的东西要告诉我，新的知性要告诉我，没有的嘛，因为我是你妈妈，都是我听你，就会因为执着这个角色。执着这个地位，在就没有办法适应的一个不同的处境了。And also, we can be quite attached to our job, attached to our career. Some of us think of our career or think of it as how we build our life towards kind of like our life's accomplishment. For some of us who are who see our career as a very important defining element of our life, it's like I need to work very hard because I want to become this very outstanding scholar in my field of sociology. I want people to know when I die like what I've done, and very attached to our career or our job because of that of our because of this. We that's all we think about, maybe very often at the expense of other parts of our lives. So 有还有呢，有一些人就是对自己的那个事业 自己的事业很执着，尤其是呢，有些人就是会想到我的事业，就是我这一生人啊，会有什么成就，就是在我的事业里面。好像如果是那个社会学里面做研究，都会想，哎，我这做这个事业，就是要希望我要很努力做，很努力做，因为我一生到我死的时候，人家会怎么样知道我，记得我。我这一生的成就就是要看我这个事业的了。有些时候这个就是对自己的事业自己的成就很执着，那或许呢就会因为这样子呢对生命其他的方面之所以忽略了。 So we can kind of like a brief review of how we usually think of our attachment, likeAnyone can relate to that? Like it feels like that's like attachment. So, interesting thing is that, when we notice, very often we might think of one or two of these, or three of these as our attachment. And we want to let go of these self-attachments, right? So we might do something, because we want to not be so attached. We want to not be so attached. And for example, okay, I don't want to be so attached to my body. Well, maybe I just like, you know, don't worry so much about keeping myself clean and tidy because I don't want to be attached to my body. When I'm sick, I don't take care so much about what I eat, or when I'm sick, I don't go to the doctors right away because I don't want to be so attached to my body because it's impermanent and, you know, body would die anyway. So, like, let's not be so attached about it. 那我们想到知道认知到我们有这些自我执着的时候呢，通常因为我们是希望修行嘛，希望这个知道修行的目的就是要放下自我执着。那我们有的时候可能就会想，那我要放下了，不要执着了，我们就会想怎么不执着。那或许就是想到，哎，我不要这么执着我的身体嘛，那不执着怎么，或许就不要这么执着，不要想到，不要那个这么在意那个自己的那个穿衣服啦，或是不要想到要一定要弄得这么好看啦，这样子啊，或是不是很整齐啦，觉得哎呀反正都是我也不执着嘛，或是呢如果那个不要这么对自己的吃的东西这么小心啦，对自己的健康方面的这不要执着我的身体嘛，或是就是想那个生病呢就不赶快去看医生了，哎呀反正身体都是无常的嘛，反正都会死的嘛，就不要这么执着了，会这样想，对，这样以为自己就这修行很好，我不执着我的身体嘛，会这样想啊。There might be some people who want to deal with my attachment to our loved ones because I want to let go of my self-attachment. So like, oh, I'm really attached to my husband or my wife.So they might think, oh, to let go of self-attachment is to just not be so emotionally attached to them. Like they might become more aloof, more emotionally distant. They're afraid to be too close to them. Some people, they might actually think about leaving their family. So I don't want to be attached. That's like my obstruction. Because self-attachment is my obstruction. They might think of leaving their family. I heard people talking about that quite often. Not making the effort to keep in touch with friends. It's like, don't be so attached to people. So like just, you know, like that's just attachment. Like keeping in touch with people.So that might be what we do to let go of self-attachment. 那有些时候有些人就想自我执着呢主要就是对人啊，身边的人很执着，所以因为我要修行要放下执着嘛，放下自我执着，我就 不要对这些人那么执着。怎么不执着？就是或许我的很对我的先生啊太太很执着的，就不要对他这么好啦，就是不要对他跟他这么亲密啦，不要那个不要想他那么多啦，或者就是情感方面就比较冷淡啦，比较冷淡啦，就是想这样子就是叫不执着了。而有时候常常会也会听到一些菩萨说，我哎呀我修行我要离开我的家人了，因为我不要执着嘛，不然他们我对他们很执着啦。有些人会说，因为我就要修行不要这么执着嘛，那我就一些朋友就哎呀不要跟他们那个要保持联络，因为那个都是很执着的嘛，才要跟他们保持联络。哎呀就是不见啊，就是散啊，就让他跑掉了嘛，就不要管了，这样子就会这样想，就以为这样子就自己修行很好了，就是不执着嘛，我都不执着了对人。And then also there are people who think like, oh, I want to practice and not be so attached to my possession. It's like, maybe they don't worry so much about maintaining their house. Let weed grow all over the lawn. I live in the suburbs, so it's easy to do. It's a good excuse to, oh, I'm not mowing my lawn, you know, because I don't want to be so attached to my house. Or just kind of not be very careful with our possession. Because thinking that, oh, you know, like, it's impermanent and, you know, it will just break anyway, so like just, you know, like not to worry too much about a possession, so to think that this is a non-attachment. And this reminds me of a story I had when I was working on the book Footprint of Snow. I had to interview Shifu a lot, and every time I had to set up the computer and things like that. And I would kind of just pick up my computer and my the socket and things like that and kind of just not very careful with it. And then one time Shifu saw that and said that, you're going to break that. And I was like, oh. It was a very brief moment, but I learned something from Shifu. It's like not taking care of your stuff doesn't mean that you're not attached to it. It just means that you're careless with your stuff. And, you know, Shifu was like, you take care of your stuff because why do you want to break it? Why do you want your computer to go bad before it's supposed to? And it was a lesson I remember very well. 那有些人呢，他们就是会想到，哎呀，那个不要对我的你拥有的东西这么执着了，我就不要就会想到呢，我的对我的拥有的东西呢，不要那小心的对待它了。那有些人呢就会以前就是对自己的房子很执着，一定要那个怎么样，一定要好漂亮很完美的。那现在我不执着了，就哎呀就那个草又不割了，就让野草再生长了无所谓了，又不执着嘛那个不要修理了，不要坏的东西又不要修理了，又不要反正的房子无常了，都会塌掉的了，又不要执着它了。或是对自己其他拥有的东西呢，也不会好好很小心的爱护啊，也会就想，哎呀，那个就是反正都无常的嘛，都是坏掉的了嘛，那我不要这么执着嘛。那我就想到呢，有一次小故事，就是我在做师父那个自传的时候呢，那个常常就有需要跟师父做那个。要访问师傅，那每一次我都需要把那个电脑啊弄好啊， 那那个时候我就有一次我就没有很小心的处理我电脑的那个电线了怎么样，就会摔来摔去这样子。那师父看着就说，你现在摔坏了，那个因为这个很短的一个时间哈，那我就发现我就想到这个师父在教我一个课啊，就是不要以为呢你不好好小心爱护自己的东西呢就是说不执着你的东西哈，你只是不小心照顾你的东西而已啊，那个不然你不小心照顾它，那个门明明还不要坏的，你就把它让它弄坏掉了，就浪费掉了，其实是没有必要的。这个你好爱护它，不表示你是在执着它的，那个不执着它也不代表不爱护它的，不照顾它的。这个是我很感恩师父给我这个教导哈。So, some people may think, oh, I'm not going to be so attached to my career, you know, to who people would think I am, and I'm not going to be so attached to that. They want to let go of attachment, right? And sometimes they may be like, oh, then I'm not going to be too worried about my job. I got to work, and I'm not going to be too worried about doing a good job. Like, I'm not going to be too worried about trying to get a promotion.I'm not going to be too worried about getting good review because I don't want to be attached to my career. I'm not going to be too attached becoming to the idea of being successful, being someone who's accomplished in this life. So then like, oh, I'm going to do whatever. And well, I have a job. I don't have a job. So like that because I'm not attached to my career.有些人呢也会想到，哎，我不要这么对我的那个事业啊成就那么执着，我不要执着，那我不执着呢，我就那个，可是就上班的时候就不要那么紧张了，不因为我们上班很努力很紧张，就希望可以有人赏识我们啦，可以成功啦，可以升职啦，有很大的成就啦，这样子。我就想，哎，可是我不要执着那个嘛，所以我就，哎呀，那个就不用那么辛苦，不用那么努力啦，这个想做就做，不做就不做，有工作就有工作，没有工作没有工作无所谓啦，这样子觉得自己就是很洒脱啦，就很不执着了，会这样想。You probably can identify that there is some slight, some element of a wrong view in this practice of letting go of self-attachment here. When we go from being very attached, being very obsessed with how our body looks, how our stuff is like, our house, our car, our money, our career, very attached to our children, to our spouse, our self-image, to really not caring about them, to thinking like, you know, like, yeah, you know, like body, possession, it's all empty, all impermanent, they, you know,And I'm supposed to be not attached, so like, yeah, just like not worry too much about that. That's really going from one extreme to the other. That's going from being very attached to these things in our life to being attached to, we did not go of self-attachment at all.We're just very attached to the idea of being not attached. We want to be someone who's not attached. I don't worry about my stuff. I don't worry about my career. I don't worry about my spouse, my children. We're attached to the idea of being someone who's not attached. 那大概大家可能会发现呢，那个刚才讲的这样子，就是要把我们的自我执着放下的这些做法呢，可能就是有一些不是很恰当啦，会想，哎，怎么会？如果修行变成怎么样，怎么办啦？ 那其实只是是对的，我会想到这个是有个有一些不正见在里面哈。因为这样的做法呢，我们就从对我们的身体，我们拥有的东西，我们的事业，我们周围的人非常的执着，一定希望他们要怎么样怎么样，很完美还怎么样，变成了我们都不管了，因为我们要不执着嘛。其实是不是真的不执着呢？我们是从对这些身体我们拥有的东西，我们的事业什么东西很执着，我们执着那些，不执着那些，可是我们是变成很执着另外一样东西。很执着什么？我们很执着要是一个不执着的人，所以我们就还是希望，因为我想做一个不执着的人嘛，我们想要做一个不执着的人，没有，我希望做一个没有自我执着的人。那怎么做一个没有执着的人呢？我就不要那么管我的身体嘛，跟生病不看医生，那个不乱吃东西，那个房子也不管它，不修理它，那个又不管自己的事业。那大概那个就会想到，如果师父在这里的时候骂了，这个不是不执着，这个是不负责任。You probably can hear if 师父 is sitting right here, it's like this is not non-attachment, this is being irresponsible.This is being irresponsible. So it is a fine line to apply some common sense, right? To not be so stuck with the idea of being non-attached and fall into this trap of wanting, of being someone who's not attached. And think about...But think about the body differently. Think about our possessions. Think about our career differently. So that we will not be so attached to them for our own selfish reasons. But we won't neglect them.In order to be someone who's not attached. 那所以呢，其实我们很简单可以看到，用我们平常心可以看到，刚才所讲的做法都是有问题的嘛。这个我们就不用讲的这么复杂，就说哎呀，那个要佛法怎么？普通的人都知道这样做是有问题的。那个，所以呢，其实那个怎么样对待我们生命里面的东西呢？其实呢，就是可以想呢，我们用一种不同的态度来对待它。当然，之前一种非常的执着，的态度是有问题的，可是呢。说完全不管他，不照顾自己的身体，不照顾自己的事业，不照顾自己的拥有的东西，而希望做一个所谓不执着的人，也是有问题的。那应该是怎么样呢？ So how do we go about it? Maybe like we can think about it. Just this body is not just here to serve our vanity. The body doesn't exist for us to feel good about ourselves. Oh, I'm so pretty. I'm so beautiful for us to be obsessed with, to engage in this self-love. But to understand this, it's like a tool for us to engage in the practice. When we don't have a body, you're not going to be able to sit on a cushion to practice meditation. Not going to be able to use this body to do anything to help other people. Without a healthy, functioning body, can't really do much of anything. 所以呢，或许我们就是怎么对待我们通常会非常执着的对象呢？会想呢，不要把它当成是满足我们自我的欲望的一些东西，好像我们身体。通常我们对身体很执着，就是因为会看到对那个身体很爱嘛。哎呀，我的身体，我真的好漂亮啊！我真的很爱我的身体啊。那个这样子，就是这个身体的功能，就只是让我们觉得哎呀，真的很满足、很快乐，就是觉得很漂亮、很爱。可是呢，或是可以用另外一种的角度、一种态度来对待这个身体，这个。把身体看成一个工具，这个身体没有身体不能修行，没有这个身体不能够帮助其他人，没有不要说帮助其他人，也不能也没有办法那个照顾身边的人呐、啊。所以呢，把身体看成这样子一个工具的话呢，就会发现好好照顾这个身体是自己的责任呐、啊，是一个责任呐、啊，So, when we see the body is a tool, to do various things, then we'll see that, taking proper care of the body, feeding it healthy food, looking after it when it's sick, and, keeping it, clean and tidy, it's very responsibility. It's like taking care of your car.Like you want to give oil change and put gas in it, and so same thing. 所以我们那个把身体看成一个工具的话，就会知道好好的照顾他，就是生病要带他去看医生，给他那个健康的食物来吃。那个好像就是我们有台车子，车子要清洁它嘛。那个坏了要拿去修理啊，那个没有汽油就加汽油啊，一样，因为这样子车子才有用嘛。那so same thing, like our attitude towards our loved ones, like that to take care of the people around us. That's the most basic practice of compassion. If we don't even take care of people around us, our friends, our family, how can you even speak of practicing compassion? So you're not even fulfilling the most basic responsibility. These family members, they rely on us to take good care of them.那好像我们身边的人哈，如果我们就是应该要爱护他们的，好好的爱护他们，对他们，对他们好的，因为这个就是，这个是修行慈悲心的最基本的。那如果我们连身边家人朋友都没有好好的对他们，那讲什么修行慈悲啊？有没有？这没有不用讲了。那个还有身边的家人啊朋友，我们对他们好，关心他们是我们的责任，这个就是我们的责任。所以不一定是说不需要一定是把身边的人爱护他们，把他是当成我们的一部分，可是关心爱护他们，把他看成我们的基本的责任。 So we don't necessarily need to attach to treat people around us as our object of a self-attachment, but like see that it's like that's what my responsibility to look after them, be very loving to them, andThat's what we were supposed to do, but not treat them as our possessions. And similarly, we look after we treat our possessions the same way. We understand that they are impermanent, we understand that they are impermanent. So money passes through our hands and it goes, and our house and our car, they are impermanent. But while they are in our under our care, we look after them because they can be used. They can be used as our shelter our family. Sometimes they can be used, like for example, our money can be used to help other people. We don't just squander them and be careless about them. So it can be, we can take care of our possession not from our self-centered, attached point of view, but see them as also like a body, tools that can be used to help other people as well. 那对待我们的拥有的东西呢，会想，也是那个同样的态度，就是不要把他们看成是我们的自我的一部分，也可以把他们看成好像身体一样，是一个可以用来帮助其他人的东西，也有他们的基本的功能呢。那个要好好清楚的认识到这些东西是无常，无常的意思就是它有些东西是会坏掉的，车子啊会坏掉了，有些东西是只是暂时性暂时的让我们再照顾，以后可能不是我拥有的。那在我们在拥有我们这个在照顾的时候，就好好照顾它，房子车子或是钱，这个是我现在拥有的这些钱，那我就好好的那个照顾这些钱，因为不要浪费它掉，就可以用来那个或许比较能够用帮助其他人嘛。Because if we don't have resources we have, the greater ability to help other people. So there's no reason to squander and be careless about it. So 因为那个如果我们多一些资源的话，我们更有能力可以去帮助照顾其他人了，是没有理由把它就是浪费掉的。So our career and our study, we think of it as a way for us to gain new skills, and the more knowledge and skills that we gain, the greater is our ability to benefit this world. We don't necessarily need to treat our career or skill and knowledge we gain as ingredient for our big ego. We can see it as we enhance this tool so that we can be more useful. So it is if we have the opportunity to improve ourselves, to gain new experience, maybe in the form of a promotion, maybe in the form of a different job, we do want to take that opportunity so that we can gain this new skill and knowledge. 那就想到那个我们的事业啊，学习啊，我也可以想到这个事业的发展啊，事业的那个成就啊，不一定是需要把它看成是让我们的自我把它膨胀，就来膨胀我们的自我的。我们可以把它看成呢，学习新的知识、新的技能的机会。那我们越多技能、越多知识呢，那我们就越能够造福这个世界，造福其他人。那可以是有些时候这一些机会可能就是升职啦，或是另外一个工作啦。那这些呢，很通常的人会想到，哎，这个我升职啦，我有这个更好的工作，就是因为我很了不起嘛。那不需要一定要这样想啊，我们可以是，哎，这个是一个新的机会、新的挑战，会让我可以有新的机会成长。那我这样子就可以更有用了，就更可以造福其他人了。这样想，就会也会愿意，也会知道要争取这些机会。我们争取了这些机会，不是为了自我膨胀，而是可以自我的成长。So I've been reading about, you know, this whole teaching about self-attachment and non-attachment, just of all that is available to read. I've only scratched the surface. But I came across something that Shifu wrote that I find quite useful, so I want to share with everyone here. 那我在这个，我就有看了一些有关那个这个题目，就是自我执着还有怎么样放下自我执着的材料。那当然只是看了很少了，不是很多了。那可以看到一些资料的，尤其是师父写的对这一方面的教导的，我觉得蛮有用的。那希望跟大家分享一下。 So in Shifu's book, Dharma Drum, he wrote about the principle of non-attachment. And in that, Shifu wrote that the practitioner does not dwell on his or her learning or accomplishment. After finishing something, forget about it and move on. And so Shifu also said that, yes, we should have money in the bank and we should have money in the pocket, but no money in the mind. I'm constantly thinking about the money, how much money I have. And Shifu also said that it doesn't mean that we become a vegetable. We are not like, he's not talking about we be return to vegetables, say like a zombie or like someone who doesn't know anything. It's not that we don't know anything. We're just not carrying it around with us into every situation. So we learn things, but we don't cling to what we have learned. So we have knowledge, but we're not going into every situation and think, oh, I know this, and then evaluate everyone and everything being said in that situation based on what I know, what my experience is. But we know them and then move on. 那个师父呢，在那个英文一本英文书啊，叫《法鼓》哈 ，Dharma Drum，里面有讲到呢，不执着的原则是什么？那师父讲呢，那个修行的人呢，就不要执着他的学习到的东西或是他的成就。修行的人不会对自己的成就、对自己学习到的那些知识呢，执着的。 那当我们做了一些完成了一些一样什么东西的，我们忘掉它，就继续做去做其他的东西了。但是师父会讲到，我们银行户头里面是应该有钱的，口袋里面也是应该有钱的，可是我们的心里面是不是应该有钱的？不要整天在想我，哎，我有多少钱啊？这样子，不要这样子。 那师父会讲到，那是不是就是好像我们的脑袋里面都空空白白的，好像一个白痴一样呢？那不是的，就是说呢，我们对我们的知识、我们的经验是很清楚的，只是我们不要整天把它带着到每一个处境里面，就会想。 哎，我有这些知识，我有这些经验，那整天用自己的知识啊、经验啊来量度这个那个处境，这个人究竟怎么样？可是呢，就是大部分人没有办法做到的哈，那个。 那师父，so it's very difficult to do. And 师父，I also want to share one more thing that 师父 wrote. just we can learn from Shifu how he goes about life. Because it's like, how is it? You know, like, it's okay, mine not vegetative, but I have accomplishment and I let it go. And it's very hard. So Shifu said, talk about how he went about life. This is a quote. There is nothing that I wish to do or not do for personal gain or preservation. I do what I have to do with all my heart. I do not do what is not permitted me, what is unnecessary, and what I am unable to do. Unquote. So what Shifu is saying here is that I don't sit around thinking, oh, I want to do this because I want to become the greatest Buddhist scholar. I want to do this. I want to build Dharma Gym so that I will be remembered as the greatest Chan master of all time. It's like, no. It's like, this needs to be done. And when Shifu has to do something that's right in front of him, that he does it with all his heart, and probably we all have experienced that. Shifu might not be in very good health, but when he's giving a talk, his responsibility in that moment is to give a talk, and you wouldn't know that he's not feeling well. He will just be into the talk 100%. Because that's what he has to do in that moment. And it's not permitted of me, something that is not, maybe either is illegal or the causes and conditions are not there to allow him to do it at that time, then he does not do, or what is not necessary. Things that someone else can do. Someone else is doing that. I don't need to do that. I don't also need to get into the action. So I don't do what is not necessary. And what I'm unable to do. I don't have the skill yet. I don't have the skill or the ability to do it at this moment. I don't do. So then there's no vexation.
那我也希望在那个分享一下师父讲的，因为刚才所讲的好像很难懂啊，又做了什么东西又忘记他又怎么样。那师父那个讲呢，哎，也分享一下他究竟他自己是怎么做的，他生活的态度怎么做怎么样。那师父就说，我没有会想或是说不想做某一些东西，是因为我自己要让我得到什么的。那我要做的东西呢，我就会全心全力的去做的。那我呢，就不做，不允许我做的东西，不允许我的东西我不做。没有必要的东西我也不做。我没有能力做的东西我也不做。那这样子呢就没有烦恼了。那这是师父这样讲的，说那个就是意思是说，师父是从来不会说要做一些东西呢希望要人家怎么想我是这么伟大啦，有多成就啦。那师父不会想哎呀我要盖法鼓山，因为我希望让人家知道我是那个最伟大的什么禅师了。不是因为自己 来做什么事情的。那要做的事情的时候呢，全心全意的做。那大家大概都会有听过看过这样的情形，有时候师父就是身体不好了，那个精神不是很好，可是11点钟还是要来讲经，下来就是很精神，但跟大家还会开玩笑啊，跟大家讲那个全心全意的来做这个事情，都不会知道身体不好的，就是这样子。那可是呢，就是不允许我的东西我不做，就是因缘不具足嘛， 就现在没有办法做，那我就不做吧，现在不做，然后没有必要的事情不要做，其他人都在做了，那我也不需要一定要硬要做这个事情嘛，没有必要不要做。还有就是我没有能力的不做，我现在没有那个知识，没有那个能力的做的参与那个事情，那我就现在就不做了，不要硬要说哎呀我没有办法，我们其实没有能力的，我没有那个去做这个事情的，我还是硬要去做的，因为我希望我是怎么怎么怎么样的样子，不要这样子的话就没有烦恼了，对啊，我觉得其实这个蛮有用的，就是不要执着自己应该是一定要怎么一定要怎么样的一个人，一定要成就什么，一定要怎么怎么，没有自我执着嘛，那个就那个没有烦恼了。那个so we can see from this quote that 师父 basically is telling us about what it means to live without self-attachment. It's not to not be attached to the idea of I have to be such a person, like I want to be the greatest Chai master of all time or something, or I have to accomplish this in my life. Like without this idea, then just, well, what I have to do? I just do my best with my ability at this time. And that's it. So not so much vexations about it. So, how do we go about practicing in order to live our life free from vexations? Not without the vexation that comes from our self-attachment. It is helpful to understand what self-attachment means. And what we were talking about earlier, there are different forms of self-attachment in more superficial or more visible level. And it's helpful to think about them. If we do that, actually we can gain some understanding about self-attachment. 那我们怎么样修行呢？才可以好像师父这样子，没有那么多烦恼呢，没有那么多自我执着呢？那如果我们就是可以对自我执着有比较一些清楚的了解，自我执着的意思是什么呢？会有帮助哈。那我们刚才讲的就是一些不同自我执着的不同显现的方式啊。其实比较容易看到的。那其实如果我们去思考它，其实对我们的修行会也会有帮助，有些人都不知道自己对自己身体很执着的，会那个就会有帮助啊。So it's helpful to think about these more visible self-attachment actually, because sometimes some people don't even know that they're very attached to their body. So it's helpful to maybe more subtle way of attachment to the body.So it's good to examine them. But I'd like to kind of also use not very much time I've just gone through one page of my notes. To talk a little bit about self-attachment, the attachment.The Chinese term that we use for attachment called 执着, two characters. One means grasp. The second one means clinging. We don't want to let go. So we grasp and then we cling to it. So it involves a desire and attachment. And I find a rather good... phrase or sentence, it just sums it up from Gethin's book. In that book, he refers self-attachment to, quote, the desire to identify
and claim some part or parts of the universe as one's own, as one's possession, and say of them, this is mine, I'm this, this is myself.
那我想讲一下那个执着的意思呢，那个因为会中文的人可能会比较清楚哈，执着我们的执着执着执着执着其实有两部分的，执意思就是对外要抓的那个攀缘，攀缘着就是攀到之后黏着不放，黏着它，就执着就是有部分是攀着要去攀缘，然后呢黏着它不要放，所以呢是有两部分的，有贪欲这里面也有黏着它。那有一本英文书里面呢，我觉得蛮讲的，把这个执着呢是自我执着那个解释的蛮比较蛮清楚的。那我不知道中文是不是清楚哈，我英文蛮清楚的哈，那个那中文大概这个翻译呢，就是说呢，自我执着的这意思呢，就是我们呢，就是我们的很想呢，把这个宇宙里面的某一部分，或是某不同的部分，把它呢，指出来，然后把它呢，看成是我的。是我拥有的，然后呢把这个我拥有的这个是那个宇宙里面的不同的部分呢，把它就是这个是我的，我就是这个，这个是我的自，这个是我的自我，所以宇宙的不同部分或是其他人啦、东西啦、念头啦、意见啦，这些都是。So what are these parts and part or parts of universe that we like to claim and identify as ourselves? Can we also think it can be another person, like the attachment to other people? It can be objects, our car, our whatever stuff. It can be a certain view, a certain viewpoint. It can be a certain idea, certain belief.That we identify as ourselves. And so it is helpful to understand self-attachment. It's not like a thing that we attach to that's our self-attachment. Self-attachment is what goes on in our mind. It's the habitual tendencies of the unawakened mind.所以我们呢那个自我执着呢不是一样东西，我们常常会想到哎呀那个我的老公就是我的自我执着啦，我就所以那个不要那个执着就把他老公不要掉就好啦，我就不要执着了哈。这自我执着不是那个执着的东西，自我执着呢是在我们心里面的一个习性，我们心里面那个没有开悟的人的心的习性就是这个自我执着，把外面东西攀缘，然后那个黏着它，把它当成是我自我。And for those of you who've been coming to 国行法师's talks, you might know better what I'm talking about. But also what he has been saying about the mind helped me. He said that our mind interacts with our surrounding, and then when our mind gets interacts with our surrounding, for example, when I see the person in front of me, then our mind gives rise to the image. Oh, like there is a person, and she's nice. She looks nice. And then this idea.Yes, this idea of this person, of what's happening, arise in our mind, and we attach to this idea, to this image that arise in our mind as self. And so the idea, the notion of who we think we are, then in turn will we use to shape our response to the environment. So for example, I saw, oh, this very nice person sitting in front of me. And so she looks interested in what I'm saying. And, oh, okay, like I have this idea of there's this nice person who likes me. And I think of myself as maybe I'm a competent enough speaker, and then I respond to this person this way. Oh, I like her, you know, and I'll be nice to her. And so that's how we construct who we are by attaching to image to our environment. 那最近有听到国清法师在礼拜天讲经的菩萨们呢，可能都会知道有听过这个呢。那个最近佛心法师讲的那东西呢，那个我觉得也蛮有用的，那对我的了解蛮有用的。那国清法师说呢，我们的心呢，当我们的心在我跟我们的环境在互动的时候，有人啊，有事情在发生啊，的时候呢，跟心跟环境互动的时候，就会产生了一些念头，那个念头都产生在那个心里面，好像那个哦，有个人坐在我前面看着我，蛮尊重的，那人好像蛮友善的，那这个心里面就会产生这些念头了，哦，有这个人，这个蛮好的人，蛮友善的人，在那个这个人可能就都蛮喜欢我的啊，就是这些念头都会产生在那个心里面。那我们的心呢，就会抓着这些念头，这些念头就变成我，变成我的一部分。那我们就会想，啊，我只是有这样子的事情在发生。And I also read something that Shifu wrote that helped me understand what Guoxing Fa Shi was talking about. I'd like to share with you to help us understand this. Shifu talks about this method of seeing the mind as a wall, like a wall, but this wall is transparent and unmoving. This is really the mind that Guoxing Fa Shi was talking about, the Buddha mind. That's unmoving, transparent, is still. Okay? And this is very difficult to do, but like that's the practice. So we see the mind as this transparent, unmoving wall. And we hang things on it and write things on it. Like the wall, we hanging all sort of stuff on it, right? So we hang pictures on it, we hang photograph, we hang decoration on it. And on our mind wall, what do we hang on it? We have memories. We have images of what happened just now when I talked to someone. That's a memory. We have images of how other people treated me when I talked to them, when I was at work, right? I had we hang that on this wall, and we have knowledge that we acquire, right? We learn in school, that we read a lot of things, and we know this and we know that. We hang that on the mind wall, and we may also have a developed experience, accomplishment, right? Like for example, when we have been very successful business person, or I taught this class, and in this class my student, they really enjoyed it, like that was an experience, right? So hang this experience, because it's based on this experience, like I thought I'm a very good teacher. I hang this experience on this wall. And now, for a practitioner, like Shifu, we're talking about Shifu's level, then he'll be able to see that these are things we hang on this wall. The memory, the thought, the experience, the knowledge, on and on. These are things that we hang on the wall of the mind, which is transparent and still. And whatever we hang on the wall is still this pure, still, unmoving Buddha mind. But that's not what we do. Right? So what Shifu is talking about is that whatever we hang on the wall, we can still see that what's on the wall doesn't change the wall. The wall is still this transparent pure, this transparent, still, unmoving Buddha mind. So what's on the wall doesn't enlarge the wall, doesn't reduce the wall. It's the same. But what do we do usually? What we do is like we put something on the wall. Oh, the wall now is much better. The self. Like we have this experience. For example, I have this experience. I just had a great class with my student at work. Oh, they're so happy. They respond. And then someone came up to me afterward and said, oh, they really enjoyed the class and they want to go read more about it. Oh, this is, oh, now I'm just like thinking about how great a professor I am. Now I'm like a different person. The wall is different. The wall is bigger. Expand. We call it the ego. Big, big. Like we can't think of other people. But it's just, actually, it's just an experience that we hang on the wall. When we cannot see this, then what do? We have this experience in our mind and think that this is me. I'm this great professor. And I walk into the next class with this air of I'm this great professor, and I expect them to be interested, to be responsive. And I'm telling you, I taught college for over 10 years. They don't do that. So the next class, they're like, so bored, or they're half asleep. And then I'll be like crushed. And that's suffering. And this is how self-attachment causes suffering. Now, Shifu 那个有一个写到呢，在那个法鼓这本书呢，也写一些有关佛心那个怎么去理解它，让我们呢可以对佛心法师讲的这些事情也对我有很有帮助。那我希望跟大家分享一下。那师父讲到呢，这个心哈，我们可以把这个佛心看成好像一道墙。墙，这个墙呢，就是透明的，而如如不动的这个墙。那我们呢，在日常生活里面呢，会挂东西上去这个墙上面。我们或许我们有什么记忆啦，我们。记忆什么记忆？刚才我跟一个人跟一个人讲话，那他就是我们都讲得很开心，很高兴，这个就是很美好的记忆，我就这个记忆挂在这个心墙上面。或是我们学到看书，看到学到一些知识，这些知识就是也是我们会挂在这个心墙上面。或是我们有一些很好的经验，好像。我会想到那个有的时候我教课哈，在大学里面教课，教一个课，那个讲的蛮好的，那学生呢就是听得很有兴趣，他们会有很多问题呢，我们对答得很好，然后下课以后那学生来跟我讲，他们就哎呀这个真的很有趣，他们很希望再学多一些，那这个是很好的经验了，那这个也是挂在这个心墙上面。那师父说呢，好像师父一个真的真正在修行的人呢，就会很清楚这个墙啊，这个佛性是如如不动的，无论我们挂什么东西在上面， 什么知识啦，什么经验，好的经验，不好的经验，什么挂什么东西上去，这个心墙都是不变的，不会因为我们挂了什么东西上去，这个心墙就会大了或是小了，这个墙都是一样的。这个就是修行，修行不执着。可是呢，我们平常不是人，不是这样子，我们挂了什么东西上去呢，就会想，哎呀，这个墙都漂亮多了，这个挂了什么东西上去。那好像那个我有这个上了课那个学生都是很喜欢，很有兴趣嘛，那个这个就是一个经验啊。那我会想到，哎呀，我是现在是个很好的老师了，那个墙不一样了，好，变成一个好的，我的自我就变成一个好的老师了。那怎么样呢，我下次去上课的时候呢，就会把这个影像带进去那个课室里面，就会想，哎呀，我下次上课学生也是会很有兴趣，很想听我跟他讲的东西。可是下次进去呢，那学生很累了，在打瞌睡了，没人想听了，那我就会相信啊，那我就回去很痛苦了。那大家都知道为什么痛苦从哪里来的，这个就是自我执着怎么样产生痛苦的原因，就是我们把这些挂在墙那个心墙上面的东西当成是自我，然后把它带到不同的处境里面，而不是清清楚楚的看着那个处境究竟是发生什么事情，就适当的去那个面对它，去处理它。那好像师父刚才讲的，学到了什么东西，做的什么东西，什么经验，完成它了就忘记它，然后就我们做下一件事情，那这样子少烦少恼的。So
what happened is that the self-attachment, when we attach to these things that we hang on our mind wall as self, what we do is we carry these knowledge or these ideas and these concepts and these experience with us into different situations. And then we have these expectations of how what's going on ought to be like what we have in our mind.And that's why we suffer. What's happening now? That's not what I thought it should. Not match my expectation. Not so suffering, unsatisfactoriness. Never happy. It's not what it's supposed to be. And if we can heed Shi Fu's advice, whatever knowledge, experience, accomplishment we have, we know it's on the mind clock.But we don't think that it's ourself. We don't carry around. But we, whatever experience, whatever accomplishment, after we finish, let it go. Move on. Forget about it. Then we will have less vexations. Time's up. So sorry. Maybe next time I finish my talk. So thank you.